This is KCUR 89.3. Students at the University of Kansas know him as one of the music business teachers. Kids around Kansas City know him as the guy who brings bongo drums to the library. People who take yoga classes might also recognize him. Brandon Draper is clearly a busy man. And KCUR contributor Mike Warren explains why that's especially true this summer.
Brandon Draper plays all kinds of drums. That's him playing with one of the KU jazz ensembles. During the school year, Draper teaches percussion to KU students. He also teaches classes on the music business. He's not getting a summer vacation. He's touring Italy and France with that ensemble. And when he's not in Europe, he's playing more than 100 dates across the United States with his wife and daughter in Drum Safari. It's a percussion performance group for children that plays at libraries, day camps, and all sorts of other kids' events. So what does Draper do for relief from all that business? He releases a record of meditation music.
It's nice to have a safe place to kind of get away to, and so I use music to get there.
He recorded the album with hand percussion.
I went into the studio and recorded 47 minutes nonstop, meditating with my instruments in the exact same way I do when I accompany yoga classes. The preparation for that album has been the past 20 years of playing these percussion instruments, oftentimes for my own meditative and mental clarity.
For Draper, playing meditation music isn't all that different from playing with a loud jazz ensemble.
If you're able to completely let yourself go and be in the moment and be present, when you're finished playing, it's almost like you're waking up.
But Draper doesn't spend too much time in meditative trances. He also wants to have fun. So in August, he's releasing another record called The Summer of 808. He was inspired by the nostalgic sounds of the Netflix series Stranger Things and its stories of kids in danger in an upside-down world.
When Stranger Things first came out, the music just blew me away. After watching the show and getting inspired, I went in the studio and just started making all of these sounds.
A collection of drum machines and analog synthesizers brought Draper back to his beginnings.
The album is made with vintage 80s electronic drums and keyboards, and the most popular of those drum machines is the Roland TR-808 Rhythm Composer. And so the 808, it came out in the early 80s, and I was born in 79, so I heard all of those sounds growing up with, you know, the dawn of hip-hop.
Draper listened to those tapes again about a year later and realized he needed a format to match the sound.
So it was recorded with cassette. I want to release it on cassette. The first 10 pre-order cassettes will go out with a Walkman, headphones, and a battery.
That return to cassette technology had an unexpected connection to the kind of mental focus Draper enjoys.
When you have a cassette and you have a cassette player and that's it, you don't have 5 million options to be played on a satellite radio or iTunes. You have one tape. You know, that idea of, you know, really staying focused in a zone to that one thing is kind of fun.
Draper goes back to teaching music enterprise at KU this fall, but it will be hard to teach any of his students how to keep up with the various musical speeds in his own mind. Reporting for KCUR 89.3, I'm Mike Warren.
Brandon Draper's Meditation Music Volume 1 is out now. For more information, go to kcur.org/arts.